straight into our beloved Ustad, the 22nd of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this morning and welcome to the listeners of Eastern Cape. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Yaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. We focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, and verse number 29, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah states, وَمَنْ يَقُولْ مِنْهُمْ, and whosoever from them states, Inni ilahum min dunihi, that I am a God and deity and supreme being besides Almighty Allah, فَكَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ, so then we will punish that person with the hellfire. He will stay there forever, everlasting doom and doom, Allah forbid. كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ, this is how Almighty Allah punishes the tinpot dictators, the oppressors, the transgressors. When any person claims that he or his organization or country or whatever is divinity, then remember there are serious consequences. So when we look at the theme and the message of the noble Quran, then always it is Tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness and the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And therefore we say La ilaha illa Allah. Truly there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah. We bow down to Him alone. We worship Him alone. We will prostrate to Him alone. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are here in East London, and Hafiz Ismail, Dr. Mullah, is our host here. Allah Jalla Wala reward him and his family. So let's give you some world news. If you look at what's happening there in Russia, so Putin has said that we, the BRICS, that is now Brazil, Russia, India and China, South Africa, so they will be now having their own currency and their own reserves and everything. They will not be linked to the dollar and so forth. Secondly, we all know what happened in Afghanistan. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. More than 1,000 people shaheed. May Almighty Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus and raise them with the martyrs. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for their families, the bereaved families. Third one, yesterday whilst I was in the plane, and you know, I love reading, so I see there was an article there that South Africa may be sending donkeys to China. So when we made some further research, we found that South Africa is sending the hides and the skins too of the donkeys to India. So there's no shortage of donkeys now in South Africa. So we got many types of donkeys. So it's good if they send them to China. You know, it'll help the Chinese people. They love anything they can eat, you know. They eat dogs and snakes. They can eat donkeys also. So it's fine for them. So anyway, that was one article I found a bit amusing. Fourth one is that, remember, Almighty Allah gave us Deenul Islam. And Islam is for all times, all places. Can you imagine a person supposed to be the prime minister, president, whatever, and he calls himself there in Tunisia, They were under occupation of the French for 75 years, and now he's having a referendum, must Islam be the religion of Tunisia or not? Such people are murtad and out of the fold of Islam. They are planted there, installed there to bootleg the West. I know when my wife and myself landed there in Tunis, the capital of Tunisia, and the look they gave my wife, you know, you will think we are guilty of murder or something just because she was wearing the hijab and the niqab and so forth. So they really suffer from an inferiority complex, you know, and they feel that the West is the best and white is right, you know. Then you see that MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, he cut the deal with Erdogan. Erdogan also is in a tight corner because the economy of Turkey is in the doldrums. So one side, he will invest millions and billions of dollars, and on the other side, this will boost the economy. But they can never whitewash, both of them, what happened in Istanbul in the consulate day of Saudi Arabia, where the Qurbani and the slaughter was taken in place of Jamal Khashoggi. Allah grant him Jamal Khashoggi Jannatul Firdaus, and those responsible, remember, they must be punished in this world and the year after. What a heinous crime and a gruesome crime. On this day, it was 40 years ago that my beloved father passed away. It was the second night of Ramadan, an English calendar, that is Gregorian calendar. So it was 23rd of June, so make dua for our beloved parents and all our marhumin. All Almighty Allah grants all of them Jannatul Firdaus. MashaAllah, the weather here in East London is very, very good. We had a wonderful program last night in Beacon Bay, MashaAllah, Masjid An-Nur. The Masjid is just approximately 1 year or 1 year old. So my topic was about Masjid and Noor and light and radiance and effulgence. And mashallah, our brother Nurbai, our brother Hafiz Dr. Ismail Mullah, he became a Hafiz in Newcastle, Darul Uloom, mashallah. And today they're doing great work. See, he's a doctor, he's a Hafiz, and now he's gone to the madrasa and already to teach Hifz class with Maulana Belam, with Maulana Mahmoud Kara. So imagine in this day, this age, a doctor going to teach Hifz class. So gratis, obviously, pro bono, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, his son Hafiz Muhammad, mashallah, that he also is Hafiz and is studying. Allah Ta'ala grant them all pious, pious spouses, inshallah, Aziz. That is our dua for all of them. And the weather here is very, very good, mashallah, East London. And, you know, not like our Gauteng, where it's so cold. So yeah, it's nice. It is a little bit cold, but mashallah. So inshallah, we'll carry on with the program till 6 o'clock. And thereafter, I will leave from here and go to the masjid. And then today's program is from here. We'll go to Queenstown. And there, Dr. Muhammad Magda is waiting for us. Mm. So the program will be from one doctor to another doctor. A lot of vaccines. Oh, I see they're breaking news last night. People were sending me. We had about 2 hour program last night with the Q&A and all that. You know, so alhamdulillah, very good program. Allah accept it. So when I left the airport yesterday in Johannesburg, Maulana, you know my style, that I've got my kurta on and I wear my scarf, the black scarf, the Palestinian one. So the chief tell me, where's your mask? I said, this is our Muslim mask. So he just looked at me, you know. He kept quiet. So they got tired of the mask now, I see. So it's all repealed. We say, alhamdulillah. We came a little bit too late, but at least better late than never. Mm. We told you from the start, this is not pandemic. It is a plandemic and a scamdemic. Just to make us fools, herd mentality, you know. So anyway, good riddance, we say, to the mask. You must just take it and throw it away. Waste of time it is from day one, I told you. So alhamdulillah, we're very happy that it became history, and now we must carry on with the geography.
I love that, Ustad. I've got a sister, Natalie, Ustad. She says, morning to you, and I hope you are enjoying yourself there in Eastern. It's a very beautiful place. She wants to know, Ustad, sister Natalie, how soon would you think, AK, it will be before World War III kicks in? Natalie, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My sister Natalie, I'm not sitting with a crystal ball here that I can tell you when this is going to happen, that is going to happen. We study and read the noble Quran, the final constitution for humanity and posterity, and we teach you the ahadith mubarakah, the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding whom the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says, wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana linnas ma nuzila ilayhim wa la'allahum yatafakkarun. Chapter 16, verse 44. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this reminder, this Quran Sharif. So you must explain to people in detail, ma nuzila ilayhim, what has been revealed to them, and so that they can wonder, ponder, and reflect regarding the message and whatever Islam is teaching. So when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was asked regarding the day of justice, the day of judgment, he, the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, I'll tell you the signs, but the exact details, that is only known to Almighty Allah. So my sister Natalie, that we say that there are so many wars going on. Who is there for the children of Syria, I'm asking you? Who is there for the children of Palestine and the prisoners there? Because you're a Palestinian, you're already considered guilty. Who is there for the people of Libya? Who is there for the people of India? Who is there for the people of Burma? So when you look at it, my sister Natalie, you will see everywhere that I mentioned, the victims are the Muslims. So the war has already started, and they want to erase and they want to wipe out Islam from the face of the earth. But the more they try, remember, Almighty Allah gives us motivation, inspiration. Yuriduna liyudfi'u nurallahi biafwahim. They want to erase and extinguish the effulgence and radiance of Almighty Allah with their mouths and their media. You see the media, how slanted news they give. Remember, they are the intellectual prostitutes, as mentioned by them themselves, by the American writers and so forth. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will let this nur, radiance, effulgence of Islam spread throughout the whole world. Wallahu karihal kafirun. And the non-Muslims can hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has mentioned this. So each one of us must know that they have specific targets, and the targets are the Muslims now, and especially if you want to practice Islam. If you want to become a sellout like MBS and MBZ and case of Tunisia and them, then they are very happy with you. So remember, that is not what we want. We want true Islam, and we will propagate it, and inshallah, Almighty Allah will let Islam prevail in all parts of the world.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says here, on an extremely cold night, can we make tayammum in a place of wudu? We don't have fire or electricity. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
No, you can't do that, because you must remember there are many, many ways of solving the problem. You can go to an area where there is warm water, hot water, and so forth. You take the people of Gaza, 15 years they're under siege, but not one day they said they want to make the tayammum. The water there, 96% of it is contaminated, and so forth. So the problem with us is we are too spoiled. We have become spoiled breath, you know. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which is one of the best actions, asbighil hudu alal makaris. You must make hudu when the conditions are difficult. Not that you just say, no, I'm feeling too cold now. Cold is a relative term. So every second person will say, no, it's too cold now, I'll just make tayammum. So no, that's not permissible. We have to fit into deen of Islam, and not Islam must be according to our whim's fancies and desires. So that would not be a valid excuse in Islam.
Who's that? Sister Arena, she's back with us this morning, and she says that I hope that you just don't get tired of me posing questions to you, sir. She says that stories of fiction, it seems very strange to us non-Muslims how your Prophet Muhammad went up to the heavens and was commanded to pray 50 times a day and moving back and forth to have it reduced. Why wasn't other prophets given this opportunity to them? Because all religions speak of one God, Arena.
My sister Arena, you need to ask yourself two questions, and this is mentioned in the Bible as well. You know Adam. They were in paradise in Jannah. And then Almighty Allah said, now you must go down. So already we have the road and the path where prophet and messengers came down from the sky. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam and Eve came down from the paradise and they landed here on this earth. According to the historians, it was there in the greater India region, what is called nowadays Sri Lanka, Ceylon before and so forth. So you got Adam's Peak there and so forth. Then you, my sister, yesterday you posed the question and you asked about, you know, Jesus and so forth. And I told you that how can Jesus be God? Because you say he was born during Christmas, which is a lie. He was born miraculously, but the Christmas, that is a fabrication. And then you say the Christians that during the Easter time, he was crucified and then he was buried. And then the ascension took place, meaning he went to the heavens. So now we have one prophet, and that is Adam, peace be upon him, coming down. And then we have another prophet, Prophet Jesus. And let me tell you, Sister Arena, make a note of this. The glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Inna masala Isa, inna Allahi ka masali Adam. Allah Jalla wala says the parable and example of Nabi Adam, peace be upon him. And Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, is very similar. Write down, my sister Arena. Both their names, Nami Nami, Isme Grami, their honorable names are mentioned 25 times in the Quran. What will you say, my sister? Is that a coincidence? We say no. That Adam was born without parents. That Jesus was born, peace be upon all of them, without a father, miraculously. Adam came down from the heavens to the ground. And Jesus went up from the ground to the heavens. Why? Because one day Arena will ask a question on Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba. Why your prophet went up and down? Because he was the best. He was Imamul Anbiya. He was, he is, he always will be the best of the best. So for the others, one came down, one went up. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Surah chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we are not sent anybody but you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Yesterday I was in the plane, and I just looked outside and I marveled, Ya Allah, look at your clouds, look at your creation. And then when we're landing in East London, I'm looking at the waves, I'm looking at the bubble. Who does all this, my sister? If we ordinary mortals can go up and down, so why have you have any objection on the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Almighty Allah is teaching us, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will elevate your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not fiction, my sister. Fiction is what is in the Bible today, that Jacob wrestling with God, Ezekiel, the two adulterous sisters, that is fiction. Noah and Lot, L-O-T, committing incest with their daughters, that is fiction. So my sister Arena, that we must always sift out what is the truth, and the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, glorious Quran, you must procure and obtain a copy of Quran made easy by my colleague Mufti Afzal Hussain, and he passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. It's on Google. You can just put Quran made easy, and then you will receive the true message with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Sister Arena, we don't get tired of your questions. We want you to know the truth, and then you make your decision.
Somebody says, your Ustad, that why do six Jewish corporations control 96% of the media? Mufti, comment on Zionist media, please, Ustad.
Remember, Zionism started in 1890s and so forth. Theodore Herzl is the founder. They had their first meeting there in Switzerland, and they had four objectives. We must take Palestine, steal it, occupy it, and make it Israel. So the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime came into existence in 1948 for 14th of May. First country to recognize them 1 minute after midnight was America. Then they said that we must have the undivided eternal capital. So they stole, occupied Jerusalem in 1967. And thereafter, their flag is telling us that the white flag with blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, Star of David in between. And that is Menal Furati Ilanil. We must have Eretz Israel, Greater Israel. So one side, Iraq, the Euphrates River. So their puppets are there. The other side, River Nile. So there, another murtad shaitan is there in Egypt, Ibn al-Yahudiya, his mother is a Jewess. So already that is taking place. Now the ultimate final prize of Zionism, and we must demolish and abolish Qubbat al-Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, and replace it with Haikale Suleimani. So that is what they did 1 month ago, tried to do. They brought in 100,000 settlers to defile and desecrate Masjid al-Aqsa. We say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. So you must remember, this is what they are waiting for. That Bennett himself is a settler, and he would give the settlers free reign, thinking he will remain in power. Another war criminal thrown to the scraps of history. So remember, fifth election in 3.5 years. What a shame on you Jutlas, on you Zionists, on you Jews. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. People think that you are united, but your hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. You know why? Surah 59, verse 14. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That is because you are a people who don't have any brains. You kill children. You kill prophets. You incarcerate, imprison people who are innocent. So where's your brains? Majority of you got no brains, Quran says. No intelligence, no intellect. Surah 59, verse 14. You ask about the media. The Muslim today don't read Quran. If you read Quran, then you will find all the answers there. Last night I told the Maulana there was a question. So I told him, Maulana, Google it now. He Googled it, he found it. All of you Muslims, all of you non-Muslims who know Arabic, the masterpiece, the book you must read, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya, the facts and the truth, my sister Arina, from the Quran and verses of Quran, the direct message and word of Almighty Allah regarding the issue and matter of Palestine. Chapter 17, verse 6. Almighty Allah speaks of this. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. We will give you your Israel. We will give you wealth. We will give you army. We will give you media. Tell me if that is not miracle of Quran. So you need to open your minds and your brains, O Muslims and O humanity. Then you will understand. But what media, everything, our children take them on. Our flowers take them on. Study Islam, 70 of the Hijrah, and it is the month of Muharram, and that place is Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. This side is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, known as Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. Other side are the Jutlas. And Muslims gave them such a threshing that till today the Jutlas and the Jews haven't forgotten. My flowers, my children, our children, they go with Iman in their hearts, with stones in their hands, and they take on the most brutal haramis beat in the world, one can say. And they are armed to their teeth. And they take them on. And what they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Eh Jutla, Eh Jew, O Zionist, remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are in 1443, and this happened in the 70 of the Hijrah. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad. We are the army of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sofa Yahud. O Muslim, cry. We must be part of the army that will liberate Palestine, that will liberate India from the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers and Hindus, and we will liberate Palestine from the clutches of the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists. That is what is going to happen. My sister Natalie, you wanted to know what's going to happen? That is going to happen.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Ahmadu Ustad, he's with us this morning. He says that he hasn't forgotten you and the team of
Ansar. He wants to ask that I was told that if a person does not make his five times daily salah, then he should not be buried in a Muslim cemetery. Is this correct, Ahmadu Ustad?
My brother Ahmadu, I didn't forget you. Last night in my discourse and lecture here in Beacon Bay, Masjid An-Nur, East London, I gave your story to the brothers. I said there's a brother, his name now is Ahmadu. I like to pull your name, Ahmadu, you see. So I told them Ahmadu went to the Masjid, they chased him away. So I told him, go there and tell them AK sent you, although you're not Muslim, and then you bought Zamzam water, you bought dates, and you were fasting, and lo and behold, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, 27 night, you saw something, and 27 day we made you Muslim with the grace and mercy. I related the whole story. So we don't forget you, my brother Ahmadu. So you pray for Radio Lansar, and you pray for Marcus Sahaba, and for all of us. So now, my brother, this is the issue. That in Islam, we have the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. We have the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and that is the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, who was a genius, his saying is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif in the chapter of Kitabul Janaiz. Al-Fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-Hadith. The jurors of Islam, they have the greatest knowledge regarding the saying, teaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So when we see, now the issue is ma hukmu tariki salat, people who must salat deliberately, like the Muslims today. Fajr time, the muazzin, the caller will say, as-salatu khayru minan naum. Prayer is better than sleep. They will sleep even more. Majority of Muslims. They will wake up after sunrise. Then they will decide to have a shower. Then they'll have breakfast. Then they'll say, oh yeah, let me pray. Then they pray when they feel like. So what happens in a case like that? So majority Sahaba, majority companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should say such a person is a non-Muslim, his nikah and marriage is broken, his children are illegitimate, and he must not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. From the jurors of Islam, the four jurors that we have and schools of jurisprudence, so the Hanbali verdict is that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried in Baghdad. So his verdict, and if you want reference of it, open Al-Mughni of Ibn Qudama. However, Ahmadu, majority scholars say no. The person, but I mentioned that to show the severe crime and the heinous crime committed by one who does not perform his or her salat on time. So majority scholars, the Maliki, Shafi'i say, if a person does not read salat on time, then capital punishment, get rid of him. He is a cancer to society. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, says that if that person does not perform salat, he must be imprisoned, incarcerated, put in jail, hatta yamut or yatub, till he dies or till he repents. So that is our fatwa verdict. The person is a Muslim and his marriage is still valid. His children are legitimate. You'll be buried in a Muslim graveyard. So what you heard is correct in the sense that some scholars say that and jurors, and that is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and majority Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And if you want a detailed discussion on this, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, celebrated student Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, one of the great scholars and students of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, that he wrote an excellent book called Kitabu Salat. You will find all this day, inshallah.
Ustad, I see Jonah is with us this morning, and he says that he heard you this morning speaking of how many people died in Afghanistan. And he says that we also said of what happened, but we don't speak bad of you guys Muslims. But when a Jew dies, you guys speak about it. Jonah. Ustad.
Jonah, you don't have to speak bad. Your bad is you just kill the Palestinians. What you doing for the past 74 years? You don't speak bad. You just kill them. So what bad you going to speak about? So who murdered Shirin Abu Akila? Who murdered Muhammad Durra? Who murders yesterday, a settler put a knife straight in the heart of a Palestinian. So what you talking, Jonah? Don't try and pacify yourself. The Jews are murderers. Murderers of the prophets and the messengers. Who murdered Zacharias? Who murdered John the Baptist? Who murdered innocent children in Palestine? So don't come with your fairy tale story, Chutla. You must remember, Jews are cursed people and not the chosen people. Jews are punished by Almighty Allah. Why you got the sixth wave? Why you can't form a government? All this is mentioned in the Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167. Almighty Allah teaches us, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continue punishing the Jutlas and the Jews right till the day of justice, because they are a nation who have committed the worst crime. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ. Even your kosher is so strict. Why? Because Allah is punishing you, and then you make a mockery of the kosher with the kosher alcohol. I traveled on LR airline once in my life, because from Egypt to from Cairo to Tel Aviv, I couldn't go anyway. So I had to go because I want to go to Aqsa. So this was in 1989. So I went on and I wanted to study how they work. So they came to me and told me, sir, kosher. So I said, no, it's fine. I don't want, but leave it here. I'll study what you guys got. But I didn't eat. Then they came with kosher alcohol. You see, you'll make a mockery of everything. So now Jonah is crying for the people of Afghanistan. You don't cry for the people you murdered in Palestine. You don't cry for them. Don't come with your tactics. We're not children, Jonah. Every Jutla who supports Israel is a criminal himself. Remember that nicely.
Ustad, I would love to ask you the next question, but I see our beloved Uwais Mijaki is here. Ustad, should I pose a question or not?
quickly.
Somebody says, is it true that Turkey is sending aid to Syria? Anonymous, Ustad.
Remember, everybody wants to take a share of Syria because Syria has discovered oil, but Russia is the big boss there, and that is Putin. Putin and Russia got a base there in Syria called Tartus. And he says anybody comes there, we'll blow him to pieces as he blew the whole Ukraine and NATO and America to pieces. If you see what's happening there, nobody can touch him today. So anyway, you must remember, so Syria discovered oil, so the Jews class wants their share, and Turkey wants their share, Russian wants their share, so everybody wants. Today it's no more a holy war, it's an oily war. Okay, inshallah, next up is my brother Uwaisi with the 6 o'clock news, and then Fajr Azan, and then Mawla Khalid Yaqub, and then inshallah will be our Mawla Zahid after the 7 o'clock news, and then inshallah 8:30 he will have brother Abu Bakr Rawat. He will tell us regarding what's happening regarding Hajj. 11 to 12 will be fixed, and today we discuss Hajj with Mawla Zahid, inshallah. 1 to 2 is tafsir. So I'm leaving you now, and Jazakallah khair, Mawla Arafat. To all you listeners, make dua for Port Elizabeth. They're facing day zero. Almighty Allah, make dua, Allah, manjur rahmatika ala ahli Port Elizabeth wa ala ahli Somal. Ya Allah, send your special mercy to Somalia, to the people of Port Elizabeth. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.